Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2020 issue on environmental justice. Voices from the Amazon by Jose Gregorio Diaz Mirabal. In his post-synodal apostolic exhortation, Corbita Amazonia, Pope Francis describes the treatment of indigenous peoples, our peoples, in words we know to be true, as injustice and a crime. Pope Francis describes land grabs by businesses out for quick profit that privatize even potable water, and authorities that open up indigenous lands to timber companies, mining or oil projects, and other businesses that raise the forests and pollute the environment. We see Corbita Amazonia as a response from Pope Francis to the cry of pain of the Amazon, its peoples, nations, and indigenous organizations. These are powerful words of understanding, solidarity, and a commitment to stand with us against the pain, murders, and criminalization of our leaders, the unique and legitimate defenders of the Pachamama, that is, Mother Earth. Pope Francis's exhortation is the voice of hope, calling for humanity to heed its values with a final call to save the Amazon. So we have hope, but in the forests of the Amazon, our peoples remain at war. Throughout the rainforests of Latin America, we are battling governments that treat us like criminals for saying no to projects that would dam our rivers, carve roads of ruin through our forests, turn our land into lifeless deserts, and our rivers into liquid poison. Left or right, the ideology is the same. Steal our land, destroy the environment, and enrich the rich. The world is waking up to the rapid pace of destruction in the Amazon. The attention has revealed the hypocrisy of corporations, investors, and national leaders who make commitments to saving forests and its peoples while entering into contracts that will lay waste to the forest and deprive us of our liberty and sometimes of our lives for standing up to their destructive ways. Pope Francis proposes a solution not only for Amazon and its peoples, but for all humanity. He has embraced our peoples and our ways. His words will shape the Church's future in the Amazon and perhaps around the world. So we have hope, but it is what happens next that will determine our fate. Pope Francis urges indigenous peoples to sit down for a dialogue with those who seek to come into our forests. Starting from our roots, let us sit around the common table, a place of conversation and of shared hopes. In this way, our differences, which could seem like a banner or a wall, can become a bridge, he writes in the exhortation. For this reason, interest and concern for the cultural values of the indigenous groups should be shared by everyone, for their richness is also our own. We have the support of a powerful ally in this valiant Pope and his army of bishops and priests. They have promised to walk with us and to help us transform a development model that endangers the entire planet. The Vatican joins the scientific community and a growing army of youth in recognizing indigenous peoples as fundamental to conserving our planet. But a dialogue must begin from a place of strength. A commitment to equity requires that we have strong rights to our territories. A commitment to conservation requires we have our rights. For where we have them, there is greater biodiversity and more standing forests. The Pope has seen the evidence that our demands must be central to implementing the Church's plan of action. Together, we can and will make the world a better, more equitable, more humane, and more sustainable place. Our proposals are based solidly on the work of the world's top climate and biodiversity scientists. They, in turn, draw on our experience in the forests, on the front lines of a climate movement that has no borders. Our traditional practices protect forests and biodiversity and hold promise as a source of future health and economic benefits for humanity. But without our land, we too will disappear, and so will these treasures that have no price. We ask our Catholic allies to step out of their churches and to join us in our struggle. We need them to help us resist development projects that threaten our world. We need them to demand that governments obtain our consent, and only after meaningful and full consultation. And if the goal is conservation of our forests, the solution must begin with us and our ideas, rather than with plans developed in isolation on the other side of the planet. We have told them that change must begin with our children, all our children, indigenous and not. They must be taught not only to love the Word of God, but to love all God's creation and the sanctity of the natural world that indigenous peoples care for better than all others. This journey will be hard. There are powerful forces of resistance from within the Church that seek to harm this valiant Pope and to rob our world of his vision for a spiritual and ecological transformation. We are grateful for the deep respect Pope Francis shows indigenous peoples and our ways, and we will walk with him and the priests and bishops who support his vision. This Pope invites humanity to live a simpler life and reminds us the search for material wealth has not brought joy. His message is not just for the Amazon, but for all humanity. We have seen that in the wealthiest cities of the world, there are people without homes and families, people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and people with a deep yearning for a spiritual life, even when surrounded by riches. So we do have hope that the world will see that the Pope's vision is not only for indigenous peoples, but for all humanity. In solidarity with Francisco, we, the indigenous peoples of the Amazon, will continue in rebellion and resistance. Author José Gregorio Díaz Mirabal is the elected leader of the COICA, the coordinator for the indigenous organizations of the Amazon Basin. He attended the Amazon Synod as a special guest of Pope Francis.